I belong.
This is Your Town, your local show highlighting current events, business leaders, and newsmakers. If it's happening in Central Oregon, you'll hear it on Your Town.
Sun is shining, sky is clear. Leave your worries with your fears.
Get involved in the conversation. Call us at 541-585-3542. And now, Your Town.
News Talk 1110, KBND. Good morning to you. It's 8:41. Thanks for starting your day with the morning news. Now we go to Your Town. Here's Lori Robb. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you in part by Miller Ford Madras. Find out why vehicles are cheaper in the country right now at MillerFordMadras.com. There's something special here.
And good morning. We have Ray Sully with the Tower Theater in studio, and we're talking about a lot of different interesting and varied attractions for the month of March. We're now in March. But first, yesterday, you had kind of a unique fundraising event.
Yeah, on the February 29th, Leap Day. It was one day only. Basic Tower membership for a year for only $29, 60% off. And we want to thank all of Central Oregon. We had a record turnout at the box office and online, 285 new members in one day. So we really appreciate that. It gives us the kind of extra boost that we need getting into our spring programming and into our end of our fiscal year. So thank you for all of our new members. And if you want to become a member, you can still become a member at the regular rate at towertheater.org.
And what a fun and creative way to celebrate that rare February 29th date.
Once every 4 years, we do this.
That's easy enough to do, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You can plan for that. Let's talk about March, and I guess we're going to kind of work backwards.
Sure.
On the 24th, we have a group from Portland. Now, tell us about this group. And
the reason I thought we could work backwards is because Saturday, March the 24th, is the first Saturday of spring break. And if you've looked out the window and you're on your way to the mountain, or if you've been shoveling all morning, let's start thinking about spring.
Okay.
And so
a good
Saturday,
contrast.
The 24th at 7:30, we're going to be bringing in a triple bill of some amazing Portland indie rock. And as you hear, that's the Ascetic Junkies. A wonderful... Yeah, a little vocal there.
To make it, so just fake it.
Wonderful quartet out of Portland. They've been here in Bend before a couple of things. This is the first time they played the Tower. They have a new configuration. They've dropped the banjo. They've gone a little more electric. It's Americana pop rock, and one of their special guests will be a trio that's taking Portland clubs pretty much by storm, called the Bottle Cap Boys. And then also rounding out the triple bill is Sarah Jackson Holman. She is from Bend, does a lot of work in Portland. So it is a wonderful night. $14 to come on down, general admission. We'll even take out the first couple of rows for dancing.
Seems like the acoustics at the Tower would really be good for this kind of concert.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful place. We're going to try to turn the Tower into a bit of a nightclub, and really, more importantly, just to have a nice long Saturday night to kick off spring break.
And then on March 17th, you're hosting a special movie. It's the U2 movie.
Well, it's St. Patty's Day, as we all
sure.
know. And so what better way to celebrate than, and if you're looking for an alternative celebration, to look at one of the great rock documentaries by one of the greatest rock band out of Ireland ever, of course, U2. Oops. Okay. Bono comes to Bend is how I like to think of it. U2 Rattlin' Hum is a 1988 documentary that is about their tour of North America in support and performing songs from Joshua Tree. And it is hit after hit after hit. Sunday Bloody Sunday, With or Without You, Where the Streets Have No Name, Angel of Harlem, and a wonderful duet that they do with B.B. King, When Love Comes to Town. They actually sang also with the Harlem Gospel Choir. If you're a U2 fan, this is a wonderful chance to see this wonderful documentary on the big screen, digital sound, and everything else. But it's also a great way to have St. Patty's Day. Come on down to the Tower at 8 o'clock that night and just relax in front and center, have a couple of drinks, and some of the greatest rock music ever recorded live on the screen.
I love U2.
This is one of those songs with a really long introduction.
Yeah, super long introduction. We didn't edit this down.
Well, Where the Streets Have No Name.
This is where radio announcers talk up the
Oh, yeah, they're doing all their promo and everything else. So most people have heard these songs, but we're really honored to be able to bring this movie back to the big screen.
Do we have a phone call?
Well, what we have is we're going to be talking about the Marx Brothers coming up after the break.
After the break.
It's Marx Madness. You're listening to Your Town on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.
You don't have to be an elite athlete to get injured. Now care at the center offers rapid walk-in or limp-in care for neuro and orthopedic injuries, no matter who you are.
So was date night. I looked so cute. And all it took was dinner and one glass of red wine and left the restaurant, stepped off the curb in my super cute heels and rolled my ankle really bad. Pushed through, got home, kept hurting worse and worse. So the next morning, went to Now Care. They were able to see me really quickly. The doctor, the nurses, everybody was so nice. It was just sprained. They totally understood that I had to be back up on my feet quickly with a toddler, so they were able to follow up with some physical therapy. I was on crutches, but I was back to normal in a couple weeks. I would always recommend going to NowCare. And if it's going to be a sprain or a broken bone, I'm going to go there in the first place.
NowCare at the center. Whether you are training for your next marathon or the next Wii Showdown, we have the expert orthopedic neuro and rehab care you need when you need it. Even Saturdays. Online at thecenteroregon.com. The doctor can see you now.
Winter in the Northwest. Fight back during the Toyota all-wheel drive event. Going on now at your Northwest Toyota dealer. No other brand offers more four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicles. 11 Toyota models based on manufacturer's data. And all come with the Star Safety System standard. Toyota's advanced technology that keeps you in control of winter. They come with huge savings right now, too. Drive a new 2011 RAV4 for just $199 a month. Cars.com calls it a best bet. RAV4, the perfect SUV for the Northwest. Just $199 a month. Selection is back. Get incredible deals on four-wheel drive Toyotas during the all-wheel drive event. Going on now.
Toyota Siona Bend, South Highway 97.
To qualify Tier 1 Plus customers through Toyota Financial Services. Offers good in Montana, Washington, Idaho, and Oregon. See your local participating Toyota dealer for details. Must take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3/5/2012. For more details, dial 1-888-99-TOYOTA.
The following is an excerpt from Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
You've heard me say many times, we've eliminated 900 different diseases in animals with those little pellets and canned dog food with all the vitamins and minerals in it. Well, dogs and canaries and worms and crickets and monkeys and guinea pigs can all get high blood pressure. Cows get high blood pressure. But they don't get it when you give them those little pellets, because we have everything in there to prevent the high blood pressure, because we don't have insurance to pay for these drugs and surgeries and things. How do you tell a dog, well, you better sign up for a fitness center and take, you know, diuretics and calcium channel blocker. And so if we do what we've done for our animals, we cannot fail. We can eliminate high blood pressure in 90 days if everybody would take all 90 essential nutrients and stay away from the fried foods, stay away from the carbonated drinks, and watch what happens to that high blood pressure.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie is Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. at the River House Convention Center. Admission is free. Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m.
News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning. It is 8:49. Welcome to the sunshine and the snowfall. It's time for Your Town. Here's Lori Robb.
Good morning and welcome back. We have Ray Sully in studio. He's with the Tower Theater, and there's a lot going on in the month of March. One that's a very popular event is Marx Madness. That's on March 9th and 10th. We have a movie and lookalike contest, a night at the opera, and a one-man comedy show, Evening with Groucho. And we do have a caller who just called in. Hello, you're on KBND.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la. Hello, Lori. Hello, Ray. This is indeed a real treat. Yours.
Well, Groucho, I'm glad you called. We are actually having a celebration of the Tower's 72nd birthday, and what better way, again, to celebrate the birthday of a cultural icon here in the city than to show A Night at the Opera on March the 9th and to have an evening with Groucho starring Frank Ferrante on March the 10th. So Groucho, I don't think you've ever been to Bend, Oregon, have you?
No, I haven't. I finally made the big time there, Ray. Bend, Oregon. It sounds like a command. I'm looking forward to being there. You bet your life. Hello, it's Frank Ferrante.
Yeah, it is Frank Ferrante, and we are looking forward to having you here.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks for calling in. You're in beautiful, sunny California, I think, today, right?
I am. Hi, Lori.
Hi there. Frank, I'm hearing that you do a lot of ad-lib with the audience, and I can tell just by your quick phone call here that you're able to do that. Is that a lot of fun for you?
That's what makes the show exciting. I've done the role for over 25 years, played about 400 cities, over 2,500 performances, and it really is, a lot of it is the best of Groucho, the songs and great stories and one-liners. But the fun part is the improvisation, and every show is different, and every audience gets a different experience.
You probably noticed different flavors from different cities that you travel to. Are there any cities that you really didn't like?
Of course there is, but it's not Bend. I haven't played Bend yet, so you know. My challenge is always as converting a crowd. You know, first, some people don't know who Groucho is. The younger audience don't, and so my job is to introduce a lot of audiences to this style of comedy. So if I'm in a tough city, if I'm I play all over North America. The fun is, you know, if you have a tough crowd, how do you get them to laugh? And that's my goal. And sometimes the tougher a crowd is, the funnier I can be. You're challenged though.
Sure.
But audiences have been extremely. I was in Florida, of all places, you know, playing a matinee. Now that's a tough crowd normally.
Okay.
An older crowd. And this crowd was amazing, and the audience were young people, families, all ages, and it really was an un-Florida matinee. And people want to laugh as much as ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to do it, and I love hearing laughter,
Frank,
I love getting better at the role. Still, so every night I try to be better and try to exhilarate an audience the way the Marx Brothers exhilarated me as a kid.
Frank, I understand that you actually started this at the request of a Marx Brothers family member.
I did. When I was in college in 1985 at USC, Groucho's son attended my show. So Arthur Marx was there, and Groucho's daughter, Miriam, was in attendance, and Maury Rifkind, who wrote Animal Crackers and A Night at the Opera and The Coconuts with George Kaufman, he was in the audience. He was 90 years old. So he had three of these intimately close members of Groucho's life in the audience. I'm 22 years old, and I put on the show about Groucho Marx. And after the show, Arthur Marx, who was a playwright, said to me, if I ever do a show about my father, I'd like to use you. And he stuck to his word. I graduated within weeks, and within a year we were in New York with his show and in London. And the show has been filmed for PBS. And I was very fortunate. It was an incredible start to this. And it's introduced me to the world of theater. And as a result, I've been able to do other roles and direct plays. But the role of Groucho's been a constant in my life. And I feel very privileged to be able to.
Did you meet him?
Do it.
Did you meet Groucho?
I did meet him.
Yeah.
I met him when I was a boy. I loved Groucho after I saw A Day at the Races. And I'd never seen anything as wildly fun as Groucho, Harpo, and Chico on screen. So I saw him on my little TV set, black and white, of course, and the film. And I went to the local library and started researching his life and the lives of all those great comedians of that era, like Jack Benny and Laurel and Hardy, Chaplin, W.C. Fields. Mm-hmm. But to get to your question, my father took the day off of work and took me downtown to Los Angeles to the Ambassador Hotel, where Groucho Marx, who was then 85, was going to promote a book. So we go down there. There's 1,000 people to see Groucho Marx. I'm a 13-year-old boy, thrilled to see his hero. Groucho doesn't show. He finally shows up 3 hours later. We're all waiting for Groucho. He shows up in his town car, and he gets out. And for those of your listeners who remember, Groucho at that time in the 70s, late 70s, he wore that trademark beret. He had a little white mustache, thick glasses, wore a suit. And he got out of his car, and he could barely move. He was shuffling. He was glassy-eyed. He'd had a couple of strokes. So he walks to the... So he finds everyone is shooed away, and he finally makes his way into the Ambassador Hotel to the podium. I stuck to him like a duckling. I followed him to the podium, sat at his feet, and there was my hero.
He mumbled
through the first part of this presentation, and it was heartbreaking. You can hear a pin drop. We're all waiting for Groucho Marx to be Groucho Marx, the Groucho Marx from You Bet Your Life. Welcome, welcome, You Bet Your Life. Say the secret white and divide our next $100. That Groucho, the Groucho that jumps over couches, nothing. Until someone asked Groucho the question, Groucho, are you making any new Marx Brothers movies? And he pauses and looks at the audience and says, no, I'm answering stupid questions.
Oh, that's an awesome story. Thanks so much, Frank, for calling in. And again, Marx Madness, March 9th and 10th at the Tower Theater. Thanks for being on Your Town on News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.
And now it's time to elevate your retirement with retirement specialist Kathy Mendel.
Hi, this is Kathy Mendel of Elevation Capital Strategies with a look at...
Hi, I'm Darren Kelleher. In today's real estate market, you need a team you can trust to make educated decisions. Meet my teammates, Angie and Jen. We are the Kelleher Group at Coldwell Banker Morris Real Estate.
My name is Angie Mombert. I became an agent in 2004. One thing that the Kelleher Group has done is we have placed a lot of emphasis on our marketing and technology. What makes us different is that we are constantly researching and updating our online marketing tools to make sure you get the best possible exposure for your property. If you're ready to sell your home or invest in a property, I'm ready to bring you the highest return for your investment.
Hi, my name is Jen Bowen. I have been in real estate for 10 years. One of the things that I really enjoy about my job is that I learn something new every day. And I think that is something that is extremely important to look for when selecting an agent for buying or selling. I realize it's important for you to be close to work, for you to be within 5 minutes of your children's school, and you want to jump on your bike and hit the trails after work. If you are looking to buy the perfect home, I can help you find it.
Choose the Kelleher Group and you'll get all three of us. For more information, go to DarrenKelleher.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning to you. Coming up on 8:58, and Fox News is on the way.
So what is happening in your city, county, state, or even neighborhood? How do you find out more about issues that are water cooler talk? So what is happening in your town? You can find out each weekday at 8:30 from 1110 KBND's Your Town, Central Oregon's original live talk show. We'll have local newsmakers and experts live in our studio to discuss what matters most to you. From your health to your money to your life, that's Your Town weekdays at 8:30 on 1110 KBND. Depend on us.
When it comes to low-impact aerobic exercise, nothing is better than swimming. Andy here from Resort Spas and Billiards. Let's face it, if you're one of the 99%ers, the only place you can swim year-round is at the local aquatic center. And what a hassle that can be, especially in winter. Well, at Resort Spas and Billiards, we've changed all of that. Now you can swim year-round at your own home with the newest swim machine from Catalina Spas. Imagine swimming in the dead of winter where the water temperature is perfect.